Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks so much for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. More on this topic is available on our website at myfaithradio.com. And your support makes this possible. Thank you.
Most Christians I know don't memorize Scripture because no one ever discipled them and gave them these basics of the gospel, prayer, the word, Bible, temptation, just what the Bible says to arm themselves. And so, you know, I'm not down on them. I just thought, gosh, someone needs to help them. But my point is that if people could grasp, I think the Christian life is so misunderstood. And a lot of people go to church, they read the Bible now and then, and they're trying really hard to be good people, quote, to be good Christians. And they're mostly frustrated. You know, they have unresolved anger issues, or if the statistics, if there's 40% of Christian men that struggle with porn and a growing percentage of women, there's a huge percentage of people with alcohol and drug addictions. I mean, there's, and you know, I go to church and I'm reading the Bible, so I'm trying really hard. And to me, the key to Scripture memory is understanding. I mean, it's something you do, but the key to all of Scripture memory is understanding. Life change never happens by trying hard to be a good Christian. It doesn't mean there's no effort, but when the Scripture talks about how you change, it says, do not be conformed to this world, the pattern of this world, the pattern of this age, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life, selfishness, all that, but be transformed. And then it doesn't say, by going to church a lot, by trying really hard, it says, be transformed by the renewing of your mind. It's metamorphosis. It's a change from the inside out. Then you'll discover what the will of God is. Actually, by discover, it's testing. In other words, you'll experience God's will, that which is good, acceptable, and perfect. And if people could grasp, it's renewing your mind. It's changing your thinking. Our thinking always precedes our emotions and our behavior. And most people are trying to change by focus on their behavior. Stop doing this. Start doing that. It doesn't work. Or at least their emotions. I need to feel better. But the fact is that our thinking is at the core of all life change, all transformation.
Thank you so much for listening. Your support makes this podcast possible. Information is available up on our website at myfaithradio.com.